In Cuba, America's senior envoy has been expelled from her canine club. Vicky Huddleston is the chief of the U.S. Interest Section in Havana, and until she received a letter suggesting that she, and by association her dog, are enemies of the state, Huddleston was a member of Cuba's National Association of Afghan Hounds. NPR's Renee Montaigne called her in Havana.
The letter came quite out of the blue. It didn't mention Havana, Vicky Huddleston's dog, but it was written by a major player in the world of Cuban show dogs, one Mrs. Castro. Vicky Huddleston still isn't clear on the precise charges.
I think maybe Mrs. Castro. I don't know whether she's related or not. She's the president of the club. May have heard a lot of this Cuban anti-U.S. government rhetoric and decided to take the opportunity because she, too, has an Afghan, and maybe she wanted to get rid of the competition. Guess I'll know for sure in April because there is a dog show in April, and maybe I'll find out then if Havana can get out of the doghouse.
Just a couple of lines, though, of what they said about you that made you so suspect.
Well, it seems as if I meet with human rights activists here, and I certainly do, to give them moral support. And also, I had been briefing some American students here at the house, at this beautiful residence that I live in, that was built for the American ambassadors back in 1941. And they didn't like that either, she said in her letter, and therefore I couldn't be a member of the club.
Just to clear this up for us, why are there Afghan hounds in Cuba? I mean, they're long-haired show dogs. They're not actually what you would expect in a tropical communist country.
Well, I think they were here before the revolution. And this was quite an elegant city, Havana, and many of the other cities around the island, like Cienfuegos and Santiago de Cuba, where, by the way, Teddy Roosevelt led his Rough Riders up San Juan Hill and helped the Cubans gain their independence from Spain. And I think the Cubans just love these elegant, elegant Afghan dogs, and they have some very beautiful ones. Havana's father is a champion and has shown in Mexico as well as Cuba.
But isn't the very idea of a show dog rather counter-revolutionary?
Well, I hope so. My staff and I, we would love to see a little counter-revolutionary in Cuba. The Cuban people are great, and I think they suffer a lot under a system that's very undemocratic. And the club, I think it's been around for a long time, has a lot of different dogs, beagles and cockers and dachshunds, and so it's a nice thing, and it's a nice thing to see because it's people just being people and enjoying their pets.
Well, how is Havana, your dog, taking the news of this expulsion?
Well, she's enjoying the publicity. You know how these Afghan hounds are. They do like attention.
Vicky Huddleston is the senior U.S. envoy to Cuba, along with her dog, Havana. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Washington.